This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday vowed to go ahead with an operation into southern Gaza, Rafah, despite international concern over the fate of more than a million Palestinians sheltering there. The U.S. State Department said the United States has not seen a credible Israeli plan for the military operation that would address its concerns.
Rafah is a region with more than 1 million people seeking refuge. It's an area that continues to be an important conduit for humanitarian aid, as well as a safe departure for foreign nationals. And so any kind of operation that does not address some of these key concerns would certainly be opposed by us.
Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel. The number of Russian soldiers killed in combat since the beginning of the full-scale invasion of Ukraine remains a secret the Kremlin goes to great lengths to hide. However, open-source research recently yielded figures that show Moscow's losses have been heavy. Elizabeth Cherniff narrates this report.
Public information derived from obituaries in the local media give independent sources like the opposition media outlet Mediazona precious tidbits of information. Those added up to a figure of 50,000 Russian soldiers killed in action during these 2 years of war. Their investigation was based on open-source intelligence with the hope of shedding light on facts the Kremlin has kept hidden, at least among the sources it can control. Some observers believe the figures this research has yielded are much lower than the real ones. For Ricardo Marquina, Elizabeth Cherniff, VOA News.
Poland will not, quote-unquote, protect Ukrainian draft dodgers on its soil, a deputy foreign minister said on Tuesday, as authorities in Warsaw called for EU action on the matter.